Oil futures held their own Tuesday, while equities took a dive. The ongoing wide price spread between choice and select continues to encourage more high-quality beef production. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 4th of December. Cattle futures mainly hovered on Tuesday, awaiting cash direction and in the face of a plunge on Wall Street. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed from 20 cents lower to 25 cents higher. Other than 2 cents and a dime lower in two contracts, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 33 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were weak to lower on light demand and heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $2.46 lower Tuesday afternoon at $230.15 a hundredweight. Select was 67 cents lower at $212.31. As for grain futures, after a penny lower and fractionally lower in the front two contracts, corn futures closed mostly fractionally higher, while soybean futures closed fractionally higher to a penny higher through September of 21 and then 3 cents higher. Results of just one weekly Tuesday sale available at press time. That for winter livestock at Riverton, Wyoming, where steer and heifer calves sold mostly steady with $2 to $10 higher at 450 to 490 pounds. That was compared to 2 weeks ago. There are 1,514 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Tuesday, expanding recent losses. Primary angst seemed to revolve around what else but U.S.-China trade talks. This time, it was investors interpreting comments from President Trump to mean it less likely that Phase 1 of the deal will be concluded before new U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports begin December 15th. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 280 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 20 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 47 points. The wide price spread between choice and select beef cutout values continues to send a signal for more choice beef, says Josh Maples, extension economist at Mississippi State University. He points out that since June, the spread has been near or above $20 a hundredweight, while the average weekly spread in October was more than double the historical seasonal average. In fact, he says, for 17 of the 21 weeks through November 23rd, the weekly average choice select spread was the largest for that week of the year over the past two decades. In the last issue of In the Cattle Markets, Maples explains supply is the most visible driver, with choice grade supplies 1-2% below year-ago levels since June. For the same months, he adds that choice supplies were also at or below the five-year average. Demand for particular beef cuts also plays an important role, Maples says, explaining that a wider choice select spread is typically expected in October and November, largely due to seasonal demand for middle meats during the holidays. For instance, he says wholesale choice ribeye prices hit just over $10 a pound a few weeks ago and continue to hover around $9.60 compared to last year's high of $9.15. He adds that choice rib and loin primal values are 4% and 7% above a year ago. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 4th of December. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.